Are we live? Have you hit the live button?
I have not hit the live button. I'm ready to. I am prepared to.
Sure. Hit the button, Ray.
All right. I am clicking a button. We should be live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
2, 1. 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Overwatch is now updating. Thank you, Overwatch. Overwatch is now playable.
Man, a lot of people are playing Overwatch. Like,
yeah, what's
that's
going
a
on
good game.
Guy? Yeah, you sure?
Yes.
Man,
I saw that Brian and Jared are playing it now
constantly.
Oh, they like the Overwatch. Nice.
Oh, they love the Overwatch.
Good stuff. Feed my good friend Mike some money. He needs more of it.
He does not. Doesn't his office have a secret door behind a bookcase?
He does have a secret door behind a bookcase in his office.
Well,
yes.
Then he's set. That's the dream right there.
That's the dream. Once you have the secret room in your office, you've made it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not the thousands and thousands of dollars of San Diego Comic-Con collectibles that adorn all of his walls.
Yeah.
Where he has the most rarest, unique Transformers that exist on the planet.
That sounds like something you would own. Having all the best toys, that's also the dream.
That's true. All right, let's start this party with a whimper.
No.
Yeah. Oh, sad. I'm a sad panda. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 86th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig. With me, as always, KS72, SneakyBeat15, Ray and Ian, the Puzzle Warriors. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It goes okay.
Is that you, Ian?
It, what? I'm the only other person on the show, so
yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, it doesn't look like you.
Oh, sorry, I'm broadcasting live from Ray's basement. I'm living the dream. You know how you guys take off every other show, but the solution for me needing to go to a concert was drive to State College, start the show early, live in Ray's basement like a common house troll.
No, your show you're going to is in State College.
It is.
Well, so you were coming here anyway.
You know that even though I'm not proud of it, I do work for a living.
Taking what they're giving because you're
I
working for a
living.
I
completely abandoned that to be here and do this.
Well, now you got your priorities straight.
Right.
Like, this show pays you more.
Equivalently. Sadly, yes.
Equivalently, almost nothing.
Yes. Yes.
All right. This is the week of the 19th through the 26th of April. Ian, how was your birthday extravaganza part one?
It was unbelievably good.
I heard you had a fantastic dinner cooked for you by your wife.
I did. She cooked me my favorite birthday dinner, and it was spectacular. And as of today, I can safely say that my son is 87% potty trained.
Woohoo!
Ooh,
yeah,
nice.
So it was a super duper success. The meal and the potty training are neck and neck at this point.
Yeah.
Wait, but yeah, one you'll forget after a few months. The other one is long lasting.
Right, right.
So that's a big win.
It is. It's a. I can see it paying dividends for years and years to come.
Right up until he turns into a teenager and decides he's going to start peeing on things again.
Right, that's fine. As long as he's drunk and has someone else to drive him around doing it safely, I'm comfortable with that. But yes, it was wonderful. I'm excited for part two. Although my meal was delicious, I suspect it was not nearly as delicious as your birthday cake.
No. Oh, dear God. Thank God my in-laws don't listen to, you know, the internets. God help her, my mother-in-law is the worst cook of all time. And oh my, she failed.
I don't understand. Does stopping baking a cake halfway through and then picking it up later and baking it the rest
day
of
later.
The
later
does that cause problems?
I don't know, man. This is the same woman who one time she wanted to make me cookies, and then she had her turned out had none of the ingredients for cookies, so she substituted all of the ingredients of the cookies.
Well, I don't have any sugar, but I've got baking powder. That's
no,
white.
So, like, she was making, you know, like peanut butter blossoms, you know? You know peanut butter blossoms?
Not really, but go ahead.
Peanut butter cookies with Hershey Kiss on top.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that has a name?
Yes, those are peanut butter blossoms.
I guess.
It turns out that she didn't have smooth peanut butter, so she used chunky. That does not go well on a cookie.
totally awesome already. Continue.
Didn't have sugar, so she used molasses. Does not go well in the cookie dough. And then she didn't have Hershey Kisses, so she used something else that was wrong. Like, the whole cookie was just a disaster.
She used Hydrox, just like, crumbled up in the shape of a Hershey Kiss.
Like, she meant well, she tried, but oh my.
That's gold. And now that I know that there's a rich history of culinary gold, it makes the story
even... this is the woman who how you properly store food at her house, is that you put it into a coffee mug and plunk it straight into the freezer. Because that's proper food storage technique. How her and her husband have lived into their 80s, I have no idea.
Just think of all the bacterial immunity they must have built up over the years.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, they must have, the good old, cast iron stomach, because it can take anything.
I guess it has to.
What do I do with this sad, unbaked cake? Just haul out the middle and fill it with fake peanut butter eggs. Icing it over it. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, that made me happy.
Yeah.
That was
sad times.
But I am genuinely trying not to get too excited for this weekend, because I find that if expectation management is the key, at least one key to having a good time, but it's starting to build. I'm starting to get excited. I don't have a good plan B if it all falls apart, but
I thought the plan B was going to be we'll find a casino somewhere and blow some money.
Yeah, and I know where it is, but I don't know that I've ever done any daytime gambling. Like,
really?
I don't know that I've ever gone to a casino at 3 in the afternoon and been like, this seems like a good idea.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong. Apparently, daytime gambling is where it's at. Tables are less crowded. Table minimums are a little lower than usual.
Yeah, not at that place.
Oh.
I don't think they ever change. PA casinos know they have you over a barrel, so they just never lower the prices for anything.
It depends on, where we end up. I mean... I don't know, how soon we would find out if Plan A goes to pot, but, because there's the one up in Wilkes-Barre and there's the one down in Philly, and they both were nice, and the Philly has some competition, so I imagine they have to, I don't know. We'll see how it works. It'll be right. Fine.
Okay. I don't know what we're talking about.
I don't know.
Let's talk about this here Vigio game.
Oh, Puzzle Quest.
Yeah, that's a thing.
That's what this podcast is about.
Who knew?
Oh, and thanks for all the birthday well wishes, listeners. I appreciated each and every one of them.
Your Deadpool dailies for the week. Today is a green Switch. Thursday, Red Vision. Friday, Purple Strange. Saturday, Purple Thanos. Sunday, the theory is it'll be Blue Hawkeye.
Ooh,
okay.
Monday's the good old Black Panther.
Right.
Black Panther.
How's that?
Please don't claw me.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, that was rough.
Why
that was a rough
won't
ride.
You leave Wakanda? Stay with me. My name
oh,
is
God.
Storm.
Now I just don't know what you're referencing anymore. Like, I was with you and I kind of knew the song reference. I was like, everybody likes UB40. And then it just got weird.
Well, he was married Storm for a while and she was the queen of Wakanda. And
she was?
Yes, she was.
Yeah. Oh, good for them.
And then the people of Wakanda said, we don't want a dirty mutant to be our queen. Get her out of here. So she got fired.
Okay. Yeah, I thought she was married to Forge all these years.
No.
I didn't know you could fire a queen.
Yeah.
Well, they got divorced. That's firing.
Okay.
Tuesday, Blue Magneto. Wednesday, Black Storm. So there she is. On the 5-day, 4-star crash. Slightly inconvenient thunder bumper. Thunder bumper? I don't know. What do you call those?
Fender bender?
Fender benders. Those are things. Those are words.
Thunder bumper. I thought you were talking about something technical that I just didn't understand.
Yeah, the thunder bumper.
Then you just kept going, and I was like, oh no, he just made up something called a thunder bumper. This is ridiculous.
Speaking of which, so I'm watching Highly Questionable, right?
Doesn't ring a bell.
It's a sports-related show featuring...
I'm back on board. I know
Cuban
what you're
reporter,
saying.
you know who I'm talking about.
You're back on board. I'm strangely, yeah. I'm out more.
Dan right, Levitard, yeah. his dad, Poppy, and Bomani Jones.
Yeah.
They always have a do you question kind of segment, and it's random weird stuff, right? And they, and the question was, do you question if this is helpful? And it cuts to, somewhere in Eastern Europe, because it's always somewhere in Eastern Europe. There's an old woman, two, crutches, making her way through an intersection, like, you know, in the walkway, at like, you know, 0.00001 miles an hour.
Sure. That's a fair speed for a woman in that condition.
Guy, you see a guy in a car, comes up, he's making the turn into her way, thinks he's going to help her, apparently, gets out of his car, walks over to a woman and starts talking to her like he's going to help her. Did not put his car into park. The car starts rolling at both of them. He then, you know, doesn't try to get in the car or anything, tries to put his leg out and hold the car up, thereby knocking the old woman straight flat onto her back as the car is still coming to crush her. Hilarious. He did manage to stop the car, and then some other people came by and helped
good.
Her.
So,
so she did not die. It was all good. But
when you got to the part where it was hilarious, I was like, man, you're getting dark in your old age, Craig.
that's got to be a thunder bumper, right?
Yeah, I suppose. Clearly not if he thinks he can just stick out his leg and be like, stop, car.
But like he like gets fully out of the car and walks over to her. And then the car just starts rolling straight into both of them.
I don't know how light or shabbily made those Eastern European imports are, but I would think trying to stop it with my leg seems foolish.
Funny stuff. I don't know. What was it? All right, so the 13th
Crash
was Peggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was an easy win for Ray. It was pretty easy for me. How'd that go for Ian?
It was a non-win for Ian.
Oh, no. Oh. Boo earns.
Yeah. Just couldn't cut it. Didn't have I've got the shield at, or the punch at 4, and the blue at 1, and blue, unfortunately, doesn't do anything against one person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it sits there, does a 3-turn countdown, and then does, like, 600 damage, and I was like, thanks, Blue. There was no yellow to help raise their cost, lower my cost. I don't even know what yellow does.
Raises theirs.
Yeah, raises okay. their cost, yeah.
Yep, so I just couldn't punch them enough to save me.
All right. Yesterday, the 18th, they slipped in a new 4-star Carol.
Yeah, they did.
That one, I had to put a bunch of ISO into her to get her to the highest level I could. I was able to win on, I think, the 3rd try.
Wow, good on you.
So what do you have right now? What did you win with her?
Let me find her. Let me go to 4 stars.
Well, he's doing that. How did you do, Ian?
Oh, no, I don't even think I'll try this one. I have 4-star Carol at... Is Black her first ability?
Yes.
Yep.
I have her at 1.
Okay.
Yeah. Against a, you know, maxed out 5-star Iron Man, I don't think she'll do well.
Right.
I have her at 2-3-1. I got her up to level 131 and was able to win with that.
Wow. Interesting. So very similarly, I have her at 230. So I'm missing her 3rd power, whatever it is. And
that's the one. If she makes a match of the same color as you, you get some stuff.
Yeah, I didn't get any stuff. So I was able to boost her up to 127 because I just out of on a whim. I played it once at level 70.
Whim?
Whim. And once I played at level 70 and I got a black off, I'm like, oh, that does damage. That does, like, decent damage.
Sure does.
So boosted her up to 127. I think I got her on, like, 6 or 7 tries. Tough fight, but, yeah, was able to pull it off.
Good deal.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like her. I think she was fun.
She is way more powerful than I thought she was.
Well, yeah, she just saved the day.
Yeah.
She just averted a second civil war.
It's true.
Right. Oh, and yeah, what is the deal with them? They boosted Iron Man up all the way. He was, what, 290 that you had to fight?
Oh, I don't remember.
He was way up there. I was
I
surprised.
Did not even look. Coming up next should be the Professor X that I thought was going to be yesterday. So, you know, get your invisibility ready. Coming up in Storyland right now, we have good old Strange Sights. 12 and 23,000 get you Steve Rogers. 39,000 get you the aforementioned 4-star Carol. And 66,000 for the CP. Now, you guys wanted to talk about the vaults. Let me hear it.
Oh, just the lazy vaults. I was sad to see that their rewards were appropriately lazy. Like, if I cash in my eye or my wand or whatever the 3rd item is.
The orb?
Yeah, that's the eye of Agamotto. Or is it the orb of Agamotto?
Yeah. The orb, yeah.
The orb, the wand, and some other bit.
The book of something or other.
Yeah.
The book Vishanti. Of the Vishanti.
Yeah. So anyway, once upon a time, when I cashed those in, I don't know how many items are in there. Let's say 40.
21.
So what's that, 21?
Yeah.
So I had one chance of getting, you know, a star reward, whether it be a 4-star cover or a legendary token or something of that nature. Now all I get is a 3-star reward. That took the wind out of my sails fast, I gotta say. But I do get that token, you know, just by doing, you know, one clear of the mission.
Right.
So I don't really deserve a 4-star reward, so I'm not, you know, too hurt about it, but I don't know. I was like, ooh, Strange Sights is back. I'm definitely going to play this. I really like this story. And then I looked at the vault and I was like, man, I'm out.
Yeah, I think, well, I know last time it was a fairly attractive vault, so people were actually spending to buy the 20 packs to get the whole vault.
Yeah, those Mordos were well worth it.
This time, I mean, like, in the Book of the Vishanti one, I got the 5 CP, so that was nice.
Yeah, yeah, that's not, it's just, it's very whelming.
Yeah, I wish they'd have put 3-star Stranges in the vault, you know, for everyone, just for thematic reasons. And then, yeah, have Mordo be the top prize.
I'm okay with that again. Or, you know, that's fine if they want to make Carol the top prize. That would have been fine, too. But, so, I understand. I mean, it's fair. I shouldn't get anything super fancy for doing one clear of a PvE, but apparently I feel differently than what I'm saying aloud. Because as soon as I saw that I didn't get something fancy for doing one lazy clear of a PvE, I was like, I'm out.
Yeah, but you only get that one token. You get the 1 in 21 chance. I mean, if you were to purchase the vault, I just don't see a reason to do that.
Yeah.
I don't see a reason to buy all 20 for 3,600.
Yeah, no way.
What's that, for these vaults?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not even, no.
Exactly.
No. Again, I guess it depends on where you are in the game, but even then I'd say probably no. Like Craig said, if it had been a, you know, one of each color of a specific 3-star and I could, you know, needed to do some building on my 3-stars and I could do, then maybe, but yeah. Yes, so ho-hum to the lazy vaults.
I agree.
But good job on the regular vault. I got a pretty good shuffle of 4-star characters, and the amount of Strange Sights tokens I tend to get for just existing is also very satisfying.
Yeah, I got a ton of them so far.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the ones from the Alliance.
Yeah. Good job, Puzzle Warriors.
Yeah, the main vault is decent.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's it? It's got, what, 3 4-stars?
Yeah, it's a standard vault. It's got, a legendary token, 3 4-stars, and then a mix of other such.
And, you know, 17 Dream Warriors, because that's what I get.
That's what you deserve.
I think there are 10, but okay. Nope, there's another one mixed in with all the others.
Yeah, there's one way at the end. Actually, there's a couple way at the end in mine.
Well, there's 11 in mine. But in any case.
Yeah.
13, 14. All right, there's 14.
Wow.
So 17 was always a slight exaggeration. I just knew that I had pages full of them. I was like, Jesus, how many Dream Warriors do I need in my life? The answer is 0.
14.
Not so much. So that's what's going on in Storyland right now. Since we're so early in the day, I have no idea what the next story is. We'll hope it's something exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. This early runtime has thrown a wrench in the gears.
Yeah. In PvP Lam, we still have the power, power, power season.
That was lackluster. Normally you're like, power, power, power. Not this time.
Wheels, wheels, wheels. This Sunday at the Bryce Jordan Convention Center. See Bigfoot. Tomb Raider. No, it's not Tomb Raider. What was it called?
Gravedigger.
Gravedigger.
And the return of Truckosaurus.
At the same time, the Motorbike Winter Nationals.
Oh, yeah, they Sunday. Do always. They do pepper in a little motocross, don't they?
Yeah. So right now we got Blades High Stakes is running. 800 gets a purple blade. 900 is red Electra. 1,200 for the CP. Top 5 are Ghost Rider. And 6 to 50 is Spider-Man. That totally looks like yet another event that I will play exactly 300 points worth of and then never play again.
So Desert Tortoise just say that the next event is Prodigal Son, the 7-day event.
Oh.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, that's an okay event.
I know how much you guys love Sentry.
Everyone loves Sentry. Wait, I don't love Sentry.
No?
No. I thought I did, but I don't.
It doesn't matter. I got him champ now, so whatever.
Right. I think it's Ragnarok that I came around on.
He's okay.
I made peace with Ragnarok. I'm still mad at Sentry.
All right. That's our events. For the news, I don't know. I got nothing. It's a slow week, man.
Well, there's one. There was one piece of news on the, the D3 forums. And we're going to discuss this in the listener comments anyway. But Bigby came out and apologized for the confusion. But apparently the green check marks that you get on the pins and how they went away and you just got the arrows, that was not a planned thing. He says that is actually a known bug.
Oh.
And I believe now it is a fixed bug because I started getting arrows or check marks again.
Good. So. That should put your soul at ease.
Yeah, I'm very happy about that. I like my little green check marks.
I understand. Yeah, I also am not aware of any news other than that sweet survey I got today.
Which very intricate survey.
Oh, they're going to ask me what characters I want to add to the game, or they're going to, you know, hint about something that's coming up and how I would feel about it. And they're like, hey, did you play Puzzle Quest? Do you think others should? All right, thanks. I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah, no point that it asked me if I could, you know, vote for Dazzler or, you know, something like that. So it was useless.
This is a Dazzler survey? Nope. All right, I'm out.
Exactly. Gotta have your priorities. All right, Ray, what's all in the mailbox to save us?
There were a lot of comments.
Oh, good.
Yay. There were a few comments on the webpage. First from David Franklin. He asks us, you guys, do you pretend to have irritable bowel syndrome so you can take frequent restroom breaks and play on your phones? How do you succeed in PvE?
I don't think PvE is all that hard. I don't understand how people succeed in PvP.
Yeah. I don't think any of us are successful in any format. Are you guys? I understand the question, and I could answer it objectively.
Do I win events?
But...
No. I can't remember the last time I even finished in the top 10 of an event, let alone...
Oh, no.
Let alone the top 100.
Yeah. Well, I can finish in the top 100 normally, but...
I was going to say, you usually only miss it when that's the top 100 gets you a brand new...
Right.
Whoever has just
when
been
it's
released.
A brand new person, I never make the top 100 because there's just too many people going all out.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But, I mean, I do a lot of clears. Like, I do a lot of six-time runs on the pins and I usually get all the progression rewards.
Right.
I don't know if that counts as a win.
Right. I would say that to attempt to answer your question, we are in positions vocationally where a large portions of our day are more or less unsupervised. So that affords us time to play more Puzzle Quest than we probably should.
The only time I get to play at all during the day is if there's a really boring meeting going on. And I have my iPad with me.
My only chance to play is when I really should be paying attention.
No, not some of these meetings.
When I play is in the evenings, watching TV usually.
Yeah, that's when I get most of my playing done is from, you know, 5:30 to 7 o'clock.
No, mine goes a lot later than that, but you looking at going to bed at 7 o'clock every night?
That's a dream, yo.
But yeah, that's when I get my playing in. And like I said, I try and get as close to 6 per node as I can, but 4 is my real goal. 4 per, and then I'm done. Or sometimes it doesn't get that close and I get done early. So I have to mention this, because he is one of our listeners. Cactus Jack on our Facebook page.
I've heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
He posted a picture of Craig.
Solid gold.
That I have to share.
Solid gold. I would normally urge you towards our website just because, but this is well worth it.
I am going to post it to Discord here soon. So what he posted was, hey, happy birthday, Craig. I saw you in doing your cosplay of Dazzler, and I thought it was really good. You should take that to Demiurge, and they'll definitely put her in the game.
Yeah.
And that picture is just dynamite.
Oh, that was some fine work.
Cactus Jack, if you actually did create that picture, well done.
If you found that picture, even better. That's amazing.
That was my BlizzCon outfit. What?
Yeah. Either way, bang, bang.
On to another topic, the green check marks. I said we'd mention this in the listener comments. David also said that he hates not having the green check marks. Jordan from Jersey says, well, that's
five good. Hates?
Five hates.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was some intense emotion.
He says that it's good to know that Bigby thought it was bugged. He came back on the forums and said that. And then Jeff Polier came back and said that the green check marks are back. Thank the Force. And yeah, I'm very happy that they're back. I had no idea that I would, like, after the last week's show, and then I played more, I realized, no, I really, really dislike them being gone. Because you have to keep clicking, because like I said, I do 4 or 6, and when I hit 6, I want to know that I did that. I don't want to have to keep going back and checking it, so I'm glad it was a bug and it's fixed. Chloe mentioned Agent Venom. And there's a couple Agent Venom comments, but she said that he's best when he's fully covered, kind of like Cyclops, but he's situational and probably best in a non-Rainbow team because of the way his powers work. She said that she would go with him, I love this part, a 5-4-4, maybe a 5-5-3, maybe even a 3-5-5, if you really want that AoE, but you really want the middle power to be high if you don't want the board shake. But I like board shake, so... Who knows what the final build will be?
That was a good recovery because I was on board because I was like, oh, I want to hear what Chloe has to say. And then she was like, he's best when he's fully covered. Unlike the rest of the characters who are much better at one or two covers.
No, but we did this with Cyclops, though. Cyclops, I thought, was awful. He has.
I realized. Yeah, when Cyclops was at like a 1-1-2, I was like, this character is a bum. Yeah. I don't know what everybody's talking about. And I was like, oh my God, I was totally wrong.
He's a big tool bag, though.
Apparently, Venom does get significantly better when you get him upward in the same mindset. But
I gotcha. That makes much more sense.
Yeah. Dances with Weevil said that he's not Agent Venom fam, but he does have him champed. And it took a while to find a good use for him, but his black is cheap, and it goes well with Thanos' Strange combo. At 5 covers, the black does over 4,000 points of damage for 5 AP. So he has him at a 3-5-5 because the AoE can be nice as well. And he says, also, it looks like he might work well with Cloak and Dagger. I'll let you know in a few months.
Okay.
RMF Nord says, bad news for Ian, possibly. That the switching over from Steam to your mobile Facebook backup may not be possible. He posted a link to a D3 customer support response that says, yeah, we're not doing that. Sure. So I still say that if you're wanting to make that you should, you know, try and see what they say, but they may say no.
Yeah, I understand it's inconvenient for them, but they could very easily just look at your roster on the one game. And then edit your roster on the other save and make them the same.
I don't know how easy that would be. I don't want to assume that it would be very easy. I would think that it wouldn't be that hard, but I don't want to, you know, presume.
Yeah, it's okay on Steam.
it does still make it easier.
Right, but I'm glad to have that information if I do decide to move forward.
Maybe don't you get could your petition hopes too high. The Lord with prayer. Petition the Lord with prayer.
See what that does for you.
You cannot petition the Lord with prayer.
I should know what that's from, but I can't place
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, having a little skit in my head. It's okay.
Oh, well. Parandiac says that the McRib, he's never had one, actually. Turns out Tallahassee doesn't have them year-round, so he has to wait until the fall. So I think he commented on the McRib previously.
So his whole life he's been living in springtime Tallahassee?
Yep.
He's gotten a weird time loop.
Man, that is a very specific thing to be happening to you. It's springtime in Tallahassee with no McRib.
Yeah, tell him to, if he is stuck in a time loop, just make sure that he chooses Riker's option of decompressing the shuttle bays to knock them out of the loop.
True. I would go with the main deflector dish and Wesley Crusher.
That's a win every time.
It is. Guaranteed win in every situation. What is it? The whole universe has collapsed to a pinhole. Everything is dead. That's okay. We got Wesley Crusher and a deflector dish. We'll just deflect it all. It's all good. Wesley Crusher's got amazing super universe powers. He can alter reality at will. Ugh. Wesley Crusher.
Jeff Duggan says...
Hey-o!
He commented about Brigby's misunderstanding something, the known issue, blah, 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 the check marks again. He did have two posts that I thought were interesting. Sad trombone of the week. He applied. He applied a Ragnarok champion level without looking to realize that it was going to get him an X-23. She was already at 5-2-5, so he's debating what to do, especially.
Spend that 120 CP.
No, you are just going to be sad. Wait 14 days and sell it.
Especially given the raw care rewards over the next couple of events. So, man, X-23 is really good, though. She is really good. She's worth having.
120.
Shut up, you face.
Sad trombone number two. Was letting his 7-year-old run the DDQ nodes while he waited in the car to pick up her brother from school. So you somehow managed to spend 100,000 ISO on his 011 Bruce Banner.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah! Oh.
That is a kick in the junk if I've ever heard one.
Yeah, so you spent a couple hours trying to figure out why his ISO was all gone away compared to earlier in the day.
I do like Bruce Banner, though.
Yeah. But a 011, that's not, you're not doing too much.
Got to be able to become the other guy.
That's what it is. That's the last power, isn't it?
I don't know. It's the one I don't have. I know that.
Yeah, it's one of the ones, though. I believe it's power,
it's
janky
the,
power.
It's the middle power, right?
No, it's the third power. The middle power is the janky power where he makes other people angry because he's so smart.
I don't think I have that one. Hold on. Let me pull up Banner. Yeah, I don't have the middle one. Other guy is the third power, yes. It's Gamma Ray, then Enron, the smartest guys in the room, and then the other guy.
It's not like Gamma Siphon.
No.
Gamma Siphon?
Lisa needs braces.
Yeah, I have a 110, so the most useless hawk available.
Most frustrating build ever.
Yeah.
I mean, I use him like almost every day just because it amuses me to play him with a Red Hulk, and then I just Gamma Siphon to get a bunch of green just to get this Hulk to show up. And then I smash everything with Red Hulk. But I like to see Banner Hulk out.
It was less amusing for me since I had no idea what triggers it, because I don't have that power.
Oh, you just have to have 10 green.
Okay.
So, you know, Gamma Siphon my way for 7 green and then make a green match. And then
I don't know. All I know is my wife uses him every day. So.
Yeah, I like him.
The Lonious Crunk responded and
it's
said, thanks, PW3, for the options you gave for his 525 rock dilemma.
The one where he gave him every option?
Yeah. He said he took advice from all of us because he was able to get the cover that he needed in a progression reward. So he followed your don't spend the 120 CP. He followed my wait until a cover comes your way. And he followed Ian's rock is awesome champion him. check.
Muy bien.
Yeah, we are so helpful.
I have to mention this even though nobody gets the joke. Slick1605 said, your binary inside joke, all I could think about was time-traveling Bender from Futurama. Anyway, I thought it was funny. Cactus.
We agree that you thought it was funny.
Yeah, that's really the important part.
I fully support that.
Cactus Jack says that, so he was trying to convince me on the Discord last time that he has a Fred Durst tattoo, but he came on to Reddit and said he doesn't actually have a Fred Durst tattoo, although his inner eighth grader does like hearing some Limp Bizkit every now and then.
Lump Buzzcut.
D-Wing Illinois gave me a shout-out. He said, as I was reciting the litany of bad things about Preacher, Craig mentions the widow, and Ray gives a affirmative without missing a beat or changing tone. Points. Ian's dedication to Annoya Queen is inspiring.
Thanks.
Especially given that the sponsor of the said name went Luke Cage warm. That was kind of bad. Yeah. On it after just 1 week.
Ah, that was awesome.
You know when a pun makes me sad, it's really bad.
Makes me want to use it more.
And not finally, Jeff Polier said that he would hate if the retired 4-stars were added back into the classic store, but just because he's being selfish, because he's already got most of them championed and isn't really looking for them anymore. And I get that, but I just think it's a better solution. I don't know. That's just me, maybe.
Could be. I don't know. It sounds like you and Craig are cruising right along with your 4-star Carols and other new folks. So that seems to be a tiny boon.
That is definitely. It was definitely helpful for getting the new 4-stars. It's just those older 4-stars. It's not a boon for that.
No, it is not.
Oh, yeah. He also mentioned, irony of ironies, last week's episode didn't get numbered on iTunes. So... And he was correct, but it's now numbered, so.
That's funny.
With 3 stars, he also said that he was totally on board with the idea of waiting till he had the 14th cover before championing them. But with 4 stars, that's out the window. When they hit 13 covers, they are the new ISO dump. So I was curious about you guys. What do you guys do? Do you immediately champion a 4-star when they get 13 covers?
Oh, yeah.
No. You still... I didn't... Craig, you said no?
I do not. I usually wait until I get one more.
Mm. Oh, no. I go at 13
I have
covers.
So many places that need ISO that one can wait.
Mm.
Unless I really want that legendary token for some reason.
Interesting. Yeah, I always wait for the 14th cover. Well, I think I've always waited. That's usually my plan. I mean, I imagine, like, for instance, I have Miles at 544 right now, level 145, and he's been there for a while.
Right, but you also, I guess, then here's the difference, at least for me, I don't have any champion 4-stars. I have 2. So as soon as I could, I was like, yes, playing them. Yes, playing them.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it makes a world of difference.
Yep, I want to champion them and respect them immediately and then get them in the game.
Sure.
Yeah, I think I still have Kingpin and X-Force have 13 covers and are not championed yet.
Yeah, if I had 13 covers worth of Miles, I could sit on him for a while.
The other thing I might mention is most of the time when I get that usable 13th cover, I have covers waiting, like expiring.
Oh, okay.
So I immediately champion and level because, you know, I don't want to lose them. So,
sure.
Yeah, it's not really an option for me most times. So, finally, Shart Attack said that he didn't really have much to say now other than he didn't want to leave Jeff Polier to be the last commenter anymore. So, he put in a comment and said, what are our Guardians of the Galaxy's MPQ predictions? Did they nerf OML to give 5-star Baby Groot the strongest yellow heel?
I hope not. I hope they just leave him out of it altogether and work in one of the new characters.
No, they're totally putting in a Baby Groot.
No.
Disney is banking on that character making them all the money.
No. No Baby Groot. Not necessary.
Girls love the Baby Groot.
Couldn't they work in a Nebula or one of the other characters?
What's his bucket? The whistling guy.
There's a whistling guy?
Yeah, the guy who whistles and has the dart that shoots you in the face.
Yeah.
He's a face dart guy?
Did you watch Guardians of the Galaxy?
I don't remember anything that happened. Their ship showed up. The Nova Corps fought them. The movie ended.
Murrow from The Walking Dead.
That dude's dope.
He's got a dart that he whistles and it...
Of all the things, you couldn't have led with the blue-faced guy with the giant mohawk or Meryl from The Walking Dead.
To me, he sticks out because he whistles and he has a dart that flies around and kills people.
I don't remember anything about that. Didn't have a whistling dart. Crazy.
That's insanity.
At least Ray got there. I figured Craig would be like, you know, the guy who in that one issue was cross-dressing. And I'm like, what is he talking about?
It's not Bugs Bunny.
or Loki. Poor Loki. Yeah, they should add him. I don't know if he has a name, but they should add him.
Yondo? Now I want a Nebula. I really want Nebula.
Sure. And his name is Yondo.
Well, there you go.
Good job, Craig.
Hooray, I remembered something. I remember.
Remember? I remember Stormtroopers.
I remember.
That is all I have from the mailbag.
Holy smokes. Ian, then what time is it?
Oh my goodness, is it that time for the featured
character
of the week? Oh my goodness, let me pull this up.
Hey, while you're doing that, Prodigal Son just appeared on my game.
Nice.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Right, so this week's featured character, live from Ray's basement, is... hopefully none other than Spider-Woman?
Yes?
Yeah! I didn't follow up and I didn't check, but I do have some information about Spider-Woman. She's got a variety of backstories. Let's just go with Hydra made her, and now she's a triple-double-double agent, and has nothing to do with Spider-Man.
True story.
So, yeah. Black, purple, and I believe red are her favorite AP colors, and let me tell you about each. Seeking Redemption. It's will cost you 9 black AP, places a 4-turn countdown tile on the board. While active, Spider-Woman intercepts targeted attacks, resisting 10% of the damage dealt. If the attack is below 584 damage, she dodges it, resisting 75% of the damage. That's wacky. I haven't looked at this character in a long time. I'm like, I have no idea what she does, and that's a little bit neat. What an odd character to make a tank. As the levels go up, the resist goes up, and the dodge goes up, and the amount that you need to deal a dodge. So 20% more damage for dealt to cause the dodge, and it dodges 80%. Then the resist goes up, dodge stays the same. Resist goes up significantly, dodge goes up as well. Finally, she's resisting 70% of the damage. If it's under 5,003 damage, she resists 100% of the damage. That seems dope, but I don't know. Let me read on to make sure before I put my proverbial foot in my mouth. Okay, to love and fear, it's going to cost you 8 purple AP. You get to pick one. If you choose love, it removes up to 1 enemy special tile. If you choose fear, it creates 3 hidden trap tiles that deal 1,047 damage if matched by the enemy. And as it increases, the number of removals increases, and the number of trap tiles and the amount of damage the trap tiles are doing increases. So at max level, you can either remove 6 special tiles or create 4 trap tiles that are doing 6,402 damage if matched by the enemy team. And lastly, possibly temporarily not working appropriately, System Shock costs you 14 red AP. She fires a bunch of bioelectricity at the enemy, dealing 954 damage to the target and dealing 204 damage to all other enemies, stunning a random enemy for one turn. Everything steadily increases as it goes up in levels. So max level, she is doing 8,658 damage to the target, 1,771 damage to the others, and stunning a random enemy for 3 turns. So, let me see. I'm real down with that first ability, and it goes up quickly and reduces a significant amount of damage. Boy, red is real expensive.
Red is stupid expensive.
Yeah. Does a lot of things.
Currently, she's boosted and doing 17,500 points of damage.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's an amazing amount of damage.
Yeah.
Plus is that the AoE first damage? Target? Then you've got AoE on top of that, and it stuns.
So yeah. I'm assuming the busticated part is the... I noticed she doesn't do that damage to all other enemies.
Is that what it is?
The rumors or the forums are saying that the AoE part is not working.
Yeah, so she does massive amounts of damage to the target. Mm-hmm. She stuns another person, but then that person that's stunned takes no damage, and whoever else is left takes the extra damage. So if you've only got 2 enemies left, you're only doing damage to 1. It's kind of weird. But whoever gets stunned doesn't take damage.
And once she goes airborne, all bets are off.
Who would make her go airborne?
I don't know.
Well, definitely. So I'm going to go with 5. Let me see what these guys do with the level jump.
See, I don't use the trap tiles. I just don't like them. Like, getting the enemy to match a trap tile is next to impossible.
Right.
So I don't like that.
I'm wondering if I can say 5-4-4. Let's just say 5-3-5 to be safe.
That's what I'm thinking I'm going to do with her, is 5-3-5.
Good choice. That comes strongly recommended from
I like the black. Co-hosts. I like the red does, you know, big one punch plus AoE plus stun.
Right.
Yeah.
It does. I just hate that 14 AP.
Yeah.
But it's real powerful. So my thing was, since I don't like the trap tiles, I'm always doing the other option, which I want to, the difference.
Oh, to take away their tiles?
Right. I take away their special tiles, which includes countdown or whatever. So the jump from level 3 is removes 3, level 4 removes 5, level 5 removes 6. So to me, level 4 was the big jump.
Yeah,
so
it is.
So I'm running it at a 4-4-5. I'm not saying that's best. That's just my first option.
Can't argue with it. I understand the logic.
Yeah. However, after looking at Seeking Redemption a little bit more, man, that gets strong at 5.
What do you have right now?
4-4-5.
Oh, you do have her maxed.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm not there yet. I have her at 3-5-3. Ian, you got yourself a, what's her name? Drew, whatever?
Yes, I have some, but I don't immediately know.
I've already forgotten her name.
Yeah, Jessica Drew. That's the Spider Woman.
Yeah, I got her a couple weeks back. I have her at 272 now. So, and like I said, having her and she's boosted in the current events, man, that red is a ton of damage. But if you can never get it that much AP,
right? And she's definitely one of my as far as the new characters go, she's better covered than most. But I don't think she's formidable. I'll get there, or someone will access my roster at some point, or we'll just let it go.
I don't know. I think she could be fun. I'll use her someday.
She's definitely interesting. I love the ability to take away countdown tiles. It's been very useful.
Oh, hey, I wanted to add, here, let me bounce this off you. I know you guys don't read the comics anymore, but I want to campaign for another character to be added to my list of characters that should be in this game. It should be 5-star Doom as Iron Man.
I love Doom as Iron Man.
That comic is stellar.
I've always liked Dr. Doom.
Any improvement to Dr. Doom would be most welcome.
Yeah, good comic. Really enjoying it.
I definitely agree with that. Ian, you have her at 251.
Ooh,
look at that.
Yeah.
So no more love and fear for you. But yeah, I'm behind that. Dr. Doom is Iron Man. I haven't read any of it, but it sounds awesome.
Oh, it's good. There's nefarious plot lines being had by an old Dr. Doom foe. Cool. I think that's the one issue that Ian got to take a look at.
I did.
When that was
dying
revealed.
To know what's next.
Yeah, good times. So that was Jessica Drew, the Spider
Woman. Featured character of the week brought to you by Ray's Basement.
Ray's Basement, the finest in, oh my god, why do you own this many D&D miniatures?
Until recently. Now you should become a patron because it's in disrepair. Save Ray's Basement Foundation.
It is true. I tried to destroy the house earlier this week by flooding it, so.
What'd you do?
I turned the water on and then left.
Oh, well, that's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't actually leave. I turned the water on, got distracted, ended up in the office playing a video game.
Uh-huh.
Took my headphones off.
You were playing the Necromancer, weren't you?
Took my headphones off and went, what is that noise? Oh, it's the house being flooded. Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, that Necromancer will get you every time.
Yeah, apparently.
I don't have mine up to level 70 yet. I'm still working on it.
I still don't have them at level 70.
I think mine's at 40, somewhere around 40. I don't know. Someday we'll do the Diablo 3 podcast, and we can talk all about the Necromancer.
We'll have to get Ian a copy of Diablo, and then get him to play it.
The third Diablo? Yeah, I would like to play Diablo someday. I remember the first two being fun.
This one's real good.
I still love Diablo 2. Diablo 2
is... Yeah, 2 is still where it's at.
So good.
I just like the structure of your power is way better there. Oh, well.
Yeah. You guys got any...
Yes.
Yes, I was going to say, do you have anything on the vine?
There are 32 things currently on my vine.
Another 2-star situation?
It's a big pile of 2-stars, still that same old red Rye Will-I-Ams.
Right.
She's got 2 more days. I got a blue wasp hanging out in there for 9 more days. And, yeah, the rest of it is all... 2 stars that I just haven't recycled yet.
My vine is very...
I haven't needed the ISO, so...
Right. My vine is very trim. I've got a 3-star Thanos that I haven't championed yet because I just don't have enough covers for him. But I have Court Death at 5, so I've got a 6th Court Death sitting there on the vine. And then I've got that terrible Gwenpool cover that is... Ugh. I can't delete and I can't roster, so I'm kind of just stuck. Stuck in the middle.
Yeah. Man.
But I'm sure I'll end up just selling it, actually.
So Desert Tortoise just mentioned on Discord that Spider-Woman's purple traps do over 15,000 damage when boosted.
That's a lot.
While that sounds like a lot, no they don't, because the computer will never match them for me. Anyway.
What you got?
I have 10 covers, but only 2 are important. I got 2 bunches of Fiddle Faddle.
Ooh.
So, man, I got 7 days left. I'm really hoping to hit one of these rewards. One of the vaults or something had a yellow Luke Cage, and I was really hoping to hit it. Yeah, the strange sights have a yellow, so I'm probably going to have to spend some of my hard-earned hero points if I can't get him randomly.
Mm. Hey, Particle Sun, so it's 16,000 is purple Kamala Khan, 32,000 is green Kamala Khan. 56,000 and 73,000 are some wasp, black and yellow.
Yeah, that is awesome.
106 big thousand points. For the CP, top 10 people get some Ant-Man, and 11 to 300 is Mohawk.
What colors were the wasp?
Yellow and black.
Yeah. Okay. Having her at 533, I don't need that yellow. Oh, well.
I don't need... Mine is chock full of blue, so it's blue that I have dying.
Right.
So. That's actually better for me.
Well, I'm going to play it anyway, but...
Anybody get anything good this week? Anything exciting?
Nonstop.
Oh, Tell me more.
Non-stop excitement. I got, or maybe that was last week, so I don't want to talk about that, but let me think. What did I get? Oh, I got today's Switch turned into a blue Quake.
Mm, I do enjoy me some Quake.
Oh, I did too. I was thrilled. Then I got another, in a day or three, I got another blue Quake coming as my daily drop. So I'm extra excited about that. And then I got the 1,000 hero point pull out of either the Sweet or Safe Revolt.
Nice.
So that, yeah, that's the big prize for me. I love the 1,000 hero points above all else.
Yeah, that's really nice.
I got nothing that I can remember. So
I got a Black Carol too, the 4-star.
So I've got three things I have to mention.
Okay.
One, I spent 40 command points, and I pulled 2 5-stars.
Wow.
Yeah. I pulled one red Old Man Logan.
Cool.
Yeah. That gives me his red, because I only had black. And I pulled, what's it called? I can't remember. It's the House Party Protocol for Iron Man.
Oh, right.
So that put him at a 102. So they weren't incredibly useful. It wasn't like Old Man Logan Yellow or anything, but but hey, 2 5-stars. Can't complain about that. But my big thing was I got a standard token. I opened it up, and it gave me, who was it? Oh, now I'm not going to be able to remember it. I think it was a 2-star Thor, and when I leveled him, that gave me a 3-star Thor. And then when I leveled him, who does that give you? Is it the 4-star Thor?
No, it gives you someone weird like Rolk.
It does give you someone weird, and I can't remember who it was.
Hold on, let me get the Thor.
I might be close. I might not.
Yeah, it gives you Rolk. Yep.
Man. It does. Okay.
It's like I do this show or something. I'm on fire today. I'm doing all my shows out of this basement.
So in any case, I got a standard token, 2-star Thor, 3-star Thor, 4-star Rolk, legendary token.
Yeah, that's a good day.
So that was a really nice standard token.
Okie smokes, Bullwinkle. Let's open some stuff. Brought to you, as always, by this guy.
This guy.
Shout out to our sponsor.
Thanks, this guy.
This guy. Who wants to open some?
I will go first.
Okay.
It will be, as always, latest legends, but I'm starting to run out. I'm only going to have one left after today, so I'm actually going to have to do something to earn one. But let's see. So this will be, you guessed it, a 4-star, and it is a yellow Phil Coulson called the Cavalry.
Nice.
I like Phil.
Making him a 201.
I'm going to tickle Cliff right in the old armpit.
Classic.
Oh, sadly, it's a 4-star. It is a Mordo Staff of the Living Tribunal.
Yeah.
Which I apparently can't use.
Oh.
Oh, he's at 5-4-1, so either of the other two colors would have been just fine. Not that one. Sadness.
I have to tell you, Desert Tortoise just said he got a bonus purple Star-Lord in his Season 10 pack. He's at a 5-3-3. Of course he is. Purple Star-Lord is where it's at.
Yeah, that's apparently the most common token in this game. If you don't have at least 17 or 18 purple Star-Lords, you ain't living.
Well, that's, and I looked, wasn't he a hero for hire? Either today or yesterday?
Yeah, I wonder if it was just purple.
Weren't they offering purple?
I don't know. I didn't look.
They were. I looked and I saw a purple Star-Lord. I was like, get out of Dodge. No one wants that.
I would hope that it was like a yellow or something, but I didn't actually pay
attention. You would hope, but you were wrong.
Because I saw it was Star-Lord and I saw it cost 3,600 and I said, okay, thanks.
Oh, that's right. They're still testing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many here? Yeah.
Yeah, today it was Moon Knight. I'm just glad I have him champed so I don't have to spend 3,600 to get that. So, in any case, is it my turn?
Sure.
You know it.
I'm going to punch him in the face with my finger. Oh, I got a 4-star. And it is a Seeking Redemption 4-star Spider-Woman.
See, you need more of that.
All right, I'm doing another one just because. It is another 4-star? Yeah, all right, I'm done. Deus Ex Machina.
Yeah, that is that's what you get for being greedy.
at least I can use it. My Gwenpool is now at a 4-3-5, and obviously my Spider-Woman is still championed. I'm really wanting to get another Luke Cage. That's what I was really wanting. He's still available in these, right? I'm not, like, complete.
Who?
Luke Cage?
I think so. I didn't
Luke,
look at the tokens.
He's still around.
Yeah, he's still in here.
Thanks, this guy.
Yeah, as always, thanks to this guy. I think that's all we got this week. Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
Holy smokes. Please check out the soon-to-be-named network at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. It is a podcast network, part of which we are included in. It is ever-growing. Lots of great shows that I am and am not familiar with, but I am confident that they are of the caliber and quality that only the soon-to-be-named network can bring you. If you would like to check any of them out, we have direct links on our website, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you can go directly to soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named network.com.
Like where you go to check out, you know, Longbox Heroes After Dark, which featured me. So go listen to me.
Did they actually release the After Dark?
They did.
Okay.
That was the last After Dark, was the episode with me on it, talking about Doctor Who and wrestling and other stuff, and making Todd angry because I told him that Donna Noble's a piece of garbage and, you know, is the worst thing that ever happened to Doctor Who.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was not such a fond of that analogy.
Yeah, apparently it's a big controversy, and I don't understand
Apparently, I need to watch me some Doctor Who to find out what you guys are talking about so I can land on either side of the fence.
Just don't watch that story arc because it's freaking awful. She is the worst.
He has to watch that if he's going to watch
it. That's the whole point.
So he can have an opinion.
You're going to make yourself sad, man.
I'm okay. I'm fortified. I got pinball coming up. I'm about to stop doing this show and go to a concert. It's going to be glorious.
I'll tell you, though, if you can make your way through Legion, Doctor Who's time travel stuff is not nearly as confusing as Legion. So
smooth sailing for me, then.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten through Legion yet. I still have it all in the recorder.
I enjoyed it. Don't get me wrong. I really enjoyed it. But, man, it gives you a headache.
Oh, I haven't even gotten, like, I haven't even think I've even finished episode one yet. Like, I started watching it. I was into it. Something else came up. And I haven't just gotten back to it at all.
You just never know what's real, what's happened in the past, what's happened only in the guy's head. At one point, the characters look at each other and go, are we just in his mind now, or is this reality? Like, they don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I started watching the new episodes of MST3K. That was okay.
Oh, yeah? I got that on my list.
It's okay. It features Patton Oswalt.
Sure.
Yes, I hear it's funny.
That girl, Ian, what's her name again?
Felicia Day.
That's her. Oh. Yeah, that girl.
Sold. I like Felicia Day.
The new guy is okay. He's still not Joel. So.
Wow. That's a hard... Those are hard shoes to fill.
Yeah.
But they've had some good jokes a couple movies in so far. That's all I got.
Good.
Moving on.
I was going to be like, in all seriousness...
I know, Ian does have to go. All right.
I want to go.
So as always, thank everybody for joining us on the special early live feed and on the recording. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. Wherever you get your iTunes, it's all good. Comments, suggestions, hate mail, why I am always right and why everybody else is always wrong. You can leave all those suggestions on our webpage, on the D3 forums, or on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. And if you want to throw us a bone, go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner. You buy something, we get some stuff. Or go head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy yourself some sweet, sweet Puzzle Warrior swag. All right, yeah. That's it. Goodbye for now.
Don't forget about the Ray's Basement Relief Fund, fully tax deductible.
Remember, kids, guard well this shield, for one day it will guard your life.
What a dope clue.
Thanks.
That has got to be one of my top three favorite movies of all time.
Isn't
the
it?
Original, not the remake.
Well, you know what? That remake was garbage.
It was. It really was. It was.
The original was
exactly
solid
the way,
gold.
Yeah, the original is solid gold. I mean, that is...
Man, it is a gold like a little golden owl.
I was going to say it's as gold as that owl.
Good night, kids.
Good night, everyone.
Bye, friends.
Stopped.
Hammer time.
Oh, I have a question. Does anybody know about the supposed Moon Knight TV appearance?
That's what Comic Book Man tells me, is that he's being put in the Defender show.
Yeah, I don't like going off of Comic Book Man as my source for that sort of thing, but...
I can't imagine they were making it up. All I know is that, you know, won't nearly be as good as Squirrel Girl.
Where did you say she was showing up?
Oh, New Warriors.
Oh.
On the ever-popular Freeform network.
Right.
Oh, and Freeform is also doing Cloak and Dagger in 2018.
Yeah, I saw that.
Freeform.
It's going to have Speedball. Speedball.
Yeah, I didn't recognize any of the characters in there.
It's got Speedball.
Yeah, I didn't recognize any of the characters.
I don't know Mr. Mortal or the Night Thrasher or Micro.
The Night Thrasher is the leader. He rides a skateboard and hits people with a stick.
Oh, it says he's got no powers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A dude who has a YouTube channel and no superpowers.
Yeah. He rides a skateboard, hits people with a stick. At least Speedball is durable.
Yeah, he has a power.
Yeah. Well, New Warriors was the one where it was a reality TV show, right?
Oh, they're the one that started the first Civil War.
Right. But they had a reality show and then part of a town got blown up or something on reality TV.
Yeah, a whole bunch
TV
of kids died on
killed.
The reality show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Pyro blew up and blew up a school bus.
Yeah. Kids died and people got all upset.
Yep.
Squirrel Girl. Yeah.